Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Working like a dog. This is the first Beatles song I ever heard. This was the number one. First one.
That's why I played it. I knew that.
You knew that? Good job.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. First one I ever heard. It's a good one. Bubblegum Beatles.
This really is a very early Beatles characteristics. It feels very like... This is the Beatles stamp.
Yep.
Put the Beatles stamp on it, and Hard Day's Night is on that for the beginning of their career. It's just, man, emblematic for some reason of early Beatles.
I think it's a great way to put it. 215-592-9494. Reacting to Phillies taking 2-3 from the Mets coming up in a little bit. I'll play some audio for you that if you're of a certain age, it will probably drive you crazy. But I heard it, and I have to play it because you have to be driven crazy if I got driven crazy. That's the way it works, right? 215-592-9494. Did you guys realize?
I'm being driven crazy by...
What a lead-in.
Carl, my new puppy. It's like 3 weeks in. And I don't know why he doesn't seem to be caring as much as I do about where he... goes to the bathroom. The indoor outdoor barrier
demarcation.
It's like we're going backwards. We've backslid. I think the problem is he's getting blindsided by Louis. I think that
so. Louis is John's other dog. For those who don't
dogs
know, yes.
Now two dogs and the new puppy who's 7 months old. So he's not really small puppy. He's kind of teenage puppy. He is getting blindsided when he tries to take a moment, you know, to excrete.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's like he's just trying to get it off.
Right.
He's just trying to get the punt off, essentially, before it's blocked.
Sure.
Because Louie's coming in and just cold clocking him. You know, like it really is messed up. Mm. Because they're still trying to fight for dominance, and it's like, oh, it's funny. I'm going to go mess with Carl while he's doing that. So, I mean, I blame Lou.
I don't blame
me.
No,
for being inattentive.
Don't blame the human. Who's,
no, we didn't do it wrong.
Yes,
it's Carl and it's Lou and it's their faults. So shape up, dogs.
That's right.
Do better.
Shape up. Do better. I like that.
Learn. Learn without me really instructing
Could
you properly.
Just understand
just learn
what I'm
by
saying
me
to
telling you?
You.
Go outside
Idiot.
When you go to the bathroom, Carl. That's where it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this, but I do think it's like Louis is preying on the smaller dog when he's susceptible.
Mm. Yeah, it's not good.
And when are you more susceptible than when you're, you know,
relieving yourself.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. Yeah.
I just wonder if anyone else has had this experience or
215-592-9494. I have an experience you probably had at some point. Zoe painted my nails for the first time.
Ooh.
Exciting. There you go.
I also have
Jared
foot.
McCain.
I noticed.
Yes, I have a foot that is got some green nails, so it's pretty exciting.
She didn't do a complete job.
I said she can have one hand and one foot. That's what I said she could have. She wanted to do all of it. I was like, no. I was like, you can have one. I'm trying to like lean into it. She's asked a lot and I finally like, you know, capitulated a little bit. So you can see it's kind of wearing off a little bit. This was originally a heart with other stuff around it. You can still see the heart
a little bit
there on the middle finger. It's pretty hilarious because I can, you know.
She's going, well, that's very artistic. I know. I like
that
she's
there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
So it's pretty thrilling, you know.
She's
feel pretty today.
Yeah, it looks prettier. Do we have so for the
YouTube? You
the toes?
Right,
did we go?
It's
as
like a sparkly green. No, she just went straight sparkly green for the toes. So it's good, you know, like an Eagles vibe.
Sparkly green.
Yeah,
dude, good for you. No, that looks good. I'm sure the foot looks good.
Yep.
It's, you know, summertime.
Made her happy, you know, at the end of the day.
She's got to be loving
that. She was pretty stoked about it. Yeah.
Of course.
Brought it up many times throughout the
course
of the
evening. Yeah. You're such a good dad, man. So that's awesome.
I went for it. So we'll see how it plays out.
Good.
No, it was good. They're adorable, man. Kids are the best. Just the best.
For sure.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. If you have any advice for John, for two dogs, a newer dog and the dominance and the trying to get them, you know, to live together in a symbiotic type relationship.
You've got a smaller.
So I had two dogs too. So, but when we got Ruben, so we had Millie first and we got Ruben. Like, Millie was just kind of indifferent to him when we got Ruben. So it was never like they were
You have a big age gap?
Well, so Millie passed away, but they were like 3 years apart.
Okay, so that's bigger than we
are. Yeah, they were about 3 years apart, and it was just like, it was Ruben just trying to get Millie to pay attention to him. Like, Millie was just like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
So, we never got into
that's a proper separation of years.
Yes.
You know, like they talk about with kids in the family,
sure,
like there's an ideal number of years you can wait in some cases. I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know how realistic it is. I'm sure every situation is
different. Exactly.
But in this case, I know it's not ideal. Like, whatever we have, the 1 year separation right now, they never stop. They never stop fighting.
Yeah.
We have to separate the dogs to keep them from not.
All right, I like this. 215-592-9494. If you got some help for Richie, we would love to take those calls. Coming up in a minute, we'll play you the highlights from this weekend. If you missed it, the Phillies take 2 or 3 from the Mets. And again, later this segment, some audio that might make you a little annoyed, but it's still entertaining. That's coming up. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Will in the Northeast. Will A.
Boatron!
What's up, Will?
What's going on, brother? How y'all doing today?
Super.
All right. Listen, man. Let me just say this. I really think the Phillies got what they really need to win the World Series. I know everybody's saying, oh, we need this, we need that. Sometimes we overthink things, man. These guys has been playing together. They didn't add the pieces that they really needed for the team. And I'm telling you, listen, they got to get adjusted to playing a different way of, you know, how they've been playing. Like adding that small ball into it, right?
Yeah.
They used to slug and everything, man. So, you know, they gradually starting to get, you know, in the wing of things as far as hitting the ball and knowing, like, listen, all we got to do is get people on base and bring them home, man. And they starting to, you know, they starting to get it a little better. But what I want to say about Bryce, man, listen, Bryce, we need you for this run, man. This is the time, man. Like, our owner, manager, they kept this team together for a reason, man, because y'all deserve it, man. Y'all work hard to get this. And like I said, since the beginning of the season started, man, I'm not doubting no more, bro. No more. We are going to the World Series, and we're going to win it, man, because these guys work hard, and they deserve it, bro. And like I said, man, all y'all got to do is stay focused, man. Do what y'all need to do. Keep swinging. And like I said, and I'm going to land here. Listen, the Bats is going to have to win the World Series. We can't rely on anything else. We just need y'all guys to keep hitting, keep stealing, keep working the pitcher. And guess what, man? Listen, we the team to beat. And guess what? We going to the World Series.
I love it, Will. Positivity. Look,
I love it, too.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Will, you got an answer for the title for us, my friend?
Yes, sir. I got a great answer. It's probably the winning answer. And listen, no doubt in my mind, we going to the World Series.
Confidence. Love it.
Johnny Appleseed, man.
Well, good call, brother. I mean, that's a classic. I don't think it's the lock winner that he thought, but it is a classic. Johnny Appleseed.
Is it
thing.
A book?
Isn't it a poem or something, right? Or a book or something
that's
like that?
That's not a great answer.
No, it's like, definitely not winning.
It's a story.
It's a story.
I know the story
it's
of
what?
Johnny Appleseed.
So at least it wasn't Hamlet.
That's true. Hamlet. I agree. Better than Hamlet as an answer. All right, back to the phones in a sec.
Marginally better.
Marginally. If you missed it, over the weekend, the Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Mets, win on Friday, lose on Saturday, then win the crucial rubber game yesterday. Here's how it sounded on 94 WIP.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
Wheeler takes a peek back at Phil Cuzzy. Says, I got him anyway. Castellanos coming around third. JT is right behind him, and they both score! 8-2, Phillies lead it. In a foot race for the plate, JT nearly caught Castellanos. Back, track, wall. Gone! Over the angled wall. Nick Castellanos with an exclamation point. And it's hit deep to right. And the Mets have gone back to back to back as Juan Soto smokes one into the lower seats in right field. Pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep right field. And that's another home run for the Mets. And another second deck home run for the Mets. Going back on it, Taylor to the track, looking up, it is gone! Off the ivy in dead center as Kyle Schwarber with number 24. Taylor going back, looking up, and that ball is gone! It's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. They're all standing now for Luzardo as his first foray into the Phillies-Mets rivalry is a successful one. And he leaves to a lot of cheers here at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies win it, and they win the series here this weekend as the Phillies once again take over sole possession of first place in the East.
Awesome stuff from the Phillies. It felt like a big series. You know, it had a playoff type of feel to it. The games mattered, the at-bats mattered, the moments mattered, and you know there were a lot. I mean, we haven't even talked really about Wheeler on Friday getting all, you know, super pissed at the ump walking off the field.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and
I love seeing him get ticked off.
Yeah, me too.
Off like that.
I don't blame him, you know. And then obviously we mentioned earlier in the show, but probably the play of the year with, you know, Castellanos and JT scoring, you know, right next to each other on the stat, bases loaded double.
I love that it was in the Friday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Night City Connect looking.
You love
uniforms.
The City Connect.
I love them.
Look, I'll say something. I know a lot of people get mad about the Apple TV games. I was happy it was on Apple TV because they have really cool camera angles and stuff.
It's
like
so crisp.
It's so crisp and it looks
crisper.
Cool. I was like, if that play was going to happen, at least you know we have all these cool shots of it. You know, I thought it was a neat one.
I agree.
It really was. Friday night felt like a really really fun game, and yesterday they handle business to win the series was great to see. 215-592-9949. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Lynn?
Henriette. Hello. John.
Yes.
Here's the solution. Don't let the older dog outside when you want Carl to do his business.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought about that when he was saying it. That was an interesting... I didn't know if they had to be or whatever. That does make some sense.
I'm noticing a massive difference with that, Lynn. A massive. If I put the little guy out front and leave Louie out back or whatever, it does seem like the business gets done more easily. It's just not all. Yeah, it's just
not always feasible.
I have to plan ahead a little better, I guess.
You need to put Carl on a leash and take him outside to where you want them to go to the bathroom, like the general area.
So that's interesting, too, because I haven't been putting them on a leash.
You're in control.
Yeah.
They're not in control.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
that's good.
You got to be his rock.
Right. That's good.
When he does go, you got to give him the best treats you can possibly come up with.
Yep. That's what I've been doing, and I thought that it was having a positive effect because it's just been positive reinforcement. You know, when he does the right thing, he gets the treat. When he does the wrong thing, it's, you know, like, no, you don't get a treat. We're trying to be, like, frowny
just
and, you know, sometimes I'll give a little growl, but he doesn't really seem to be negatively affected in any way. So you're saying don't growl at him?
No.
Okay.
Not necessary.
Jeez. Well, then I'm doing a lot of things wrong. I felt like that was dog talk. You know? Like he would understand that.
He's like, I don't speak French. Sorry, man.
Doing the alpha role, are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely trying to exert the alpha role. Yes.
You gotta nix the alpha role.
Oh, nix the alpha role.
That's interesting.
That's old school.
Okay.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Jeez. All right.
And when he does go outside where you want him to go, and Louis's in the house, make a big party, jackpot, give him the best treats you can.
Yep.
And just make it a great big party.
Look at that. All right. I love this. Lynn, you got an answer for food or drink and a title for us?
How about peanuts?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. The
comic.
That's clever. That's a good answer right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a really
I really
good
like
answer.
That. That's a potential winner. Nice job there. All right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. And I apologize in advance if this triggers anyone for a team we all loved, the 1993 Phillies, and maybe a World Series they could have won if something had happened. This was said towards the end of the broadcast last night. I don't know if you caught it, Rhea. I'm very intrigued to see what you have to say about this. But David Cohn, one of the broadcasters for Sunday Night Baseball, very good broadcaster, was a great pitcher. Five-time World Series champion, David Cohn. Five times. He won five different World Series. Was a starting pitcher on five different World Series teams.
The Jays.
Okay, the Mets, Yankees. The Jays, and the Yankees. He won multiple with the Yankees. It was the 92 Jays. So he was with the year before the Phillies played them. They won the World Series that year. Went to the Royals after that. But it turns out there's a chance that David Cohn was almost a Philly in 1993. Listen to this.
I'm going to launch a clickbait headline into the conversation. David Cohn was almost a Philly. What's that about, Coney?
What year was that?
1992. 1992 All-Star Game was at San Diego. And Dutch Dalton was my catcher.
Wow.
I pitched in that game. John Kruk was on that team. And Krucky and I hung out in the clubhouse after the game for about 3 hours.
That's a good hang.
Yeah, Kruk's the best.
The best.
Philly fans know this. So.
Yep.
They were great. Lee Thomas, Jim Fregosi, that whole crew, which turned out to be the 93 Phillies the next year. Wow. That would have been fun.
I think that would have been fun.
Yeah, I think that would have been fun, too. David Cohn on the 1993 Phillies. Like, I mean, you never know, but I think they win the World Series. If David Cohn is here, you got Schilling and Cohn at the top of that rotation.
Oh,
like,
man.
I think they win the World Series if David Cohn's here. Rhea, your thoughts?
I think Giles, it was a long time ago. Giles really wanted him.
Yeah.
That's from what I remember. But they felt like they could use that money to get more pieces.
Mm-hmm.
What I remember about that most, because Kruk has been open, I've heard John Kruk reference it, that, and I think it was at the trade deadline, they all believed Randy Johnson was coming.
Well,
here.
Yeah, that's a classic story, too.
And that's the one, but I just seem
Cohn
to remember.
Cohn was a free agent. They didn't even trade
him.
He could have just come here.
He was totally a free agent, and Giles really wanted him.
He's a winner.
Cohn
was such a winner, man, and a great pitcher.
Yep.
You know, had a great career, 230-something
wins. Might not have needed to hit
wins.
That bullpen as much as you.
Yeah, for real. Like, that ultimately is Mitch is tired. Is you know, Roger Mason, all those guys, can they give you more? Probably, you know. Do you lose a game 15-14 if David Cohn starts it? Probably not. You know, all those things you can look at. That was one of those, I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Well, you hear that name and you hear Randy Johnson, you're going, oh my God, totally, they would have won that.
So close to that team actually being a champion. Anyway, that
hurt them.
Yeah, look, hey.
People still love them.
You're right. We got a title in 08, thank God. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Harvey in Mount Airy. What up, Harv?
Hey, James, I like your taste in music. Prince is the GOAT.
Thank you, sir. I agree with you.
Three things I want to run by real quick because I know you guys are busy. Love the show. The Sixers should be what OKC is. I mean, they should take a page from that organization because I think the Sixers are badly run.
Well, I totally agree with you, but it's funny because OKC did what the Sixers tried to do.
They just nailed it
professionally and did it the right way. And Sam Presti, did an amazing job.
Yeah, OKC should be us. And just flipping back to Jalen, man, I don't quite understand why everybody's so negative on him. I mean,
it's crazy to me.
As your saying goes, keep the main thing the main thing, and the main thing is winning games.
Yeah.
I mean, he might not look quite as pretty as some quarterbacks, but the results You see the results?
He wins, and he makes plays to win. Rhea's brought this up a bunch of times with the third downs and stuff. Like, it's like we always forget the most important down in the sport is third down, and this guy's a wizard on third down for this team. It's just...
Their downs are now fourth down. All of their drives are now, you know... They're going four downs.
And
you have to game plan for him, too. You have to game plan for him.
And also, like, how about the fact that the whole collapse in 2023, all we said all offseason is the blitz, the blitz, the blitz. All they have to do is the blitz. All they have to, oh, the only thing that's important. This guy comes in calling the blitz for the first time. Zero issues all season long, right? We don't, it feels like we don't give him enough credit for that. We just focus on, oh, he missed a throw in the throw. Oh, he doesn't throw well enough. It's like, this guy freaking wins and he plays the quarterback position, all that comes into it, you at an incredibly high level.
I truly believe.
Can I ask a question to John?
Hold on, Harvey.
Before the question, I
believe this stems from people not watching other quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
I believe we get too myopic here in Philadelphia, and it matters so much to us.
Because they see highlights.
They don't realize how many throws people miss.
They see these other quarterbacks making mistakes. I mean, yeah, Jalen makes some. Everyone makes them. No one is perfect at this, especially when the stakes are so high, and defenses are paid big bucks to make it almost impossible for you to do your job properly. So there's a lot that factors in here. Sorry, what was your question?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Hey, were you at a track meet at Lower Marion, like, early May? Because my son had a track meet out there. They had an educational.
Yes.
And I thought I saw you there, and I wanted to approach you.
You should have. Yeah, you should have. My daughter was running.
That was, like, early May, and you were surrounded by, like, three or four women. I said, look at John Holden.
Oh, look at this.
Well, it might have been my daughter and my
girlfriend
and my other daughter.
Probably was.
Yeah.
I said, I want to thank John Richie.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, next time, you know, say hi, Harvey.
Yeah.
Love it. Harvey, you want to give us you want to give us an answer for a title, Harvey?
I don't know if I have anything for you. And what I'm going to probably throw at you is probably so far off to the left. It was one of my favorite movies. I'm an old head, and I still like westerns, right? It was a western called Tombstone with Val Kilmer in it. Did any of you guys see that?
Yeah, I love Tombstone, but where's the food in the title?
This is where I'm probably way off to the left, where he kept saying, I'm your Huckleberry.
That's a line. All right, and good call, Harvey. Yeah,
Tombstone is a brand.
It's a great line.
Frozen pizza.
Yeah, it's a roundabout way, but
it's my dad's favorite.
Yeah, I'll be a Huckleberry. Is a great line and a great Val. Great for RPA Val. He was unbelievable in that movie. All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. One more chance to get in on the Phils and Mets and to win the prize by giving us a title with food or drink in it. It could be a song, could be a movie, a TV show, any of it. We'll round out the poll coming up next. Get you set as Phillies Astros coming up this week. We'll get to that as well. It's the morning show. My wife and I were way out in front on the wedding thing with Brightside. We got married 14 years ago, played Brightside at the wedding. It was a banger. Now it's like every wedding you go to has Brightside. So,
oh really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say like we started it, but I'm not gonna also.
You kind of are.
I'm not gonna not say we start. You know,
because maybe you did.
It might have been us.
Pioneers.
Pants off, dance off. Happened during Brightside at my wedding.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy's pants came down on the dance floor. It was hilarious.
Just one buddy.
Yeah. Shout out to my buddy Nick. It was hilarious.
That is fun.
Yeah, my wife and my buddy Donnie Dougied with each other at the wedding. We had a blast. My wedding was a freaking party. It was great.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm like a Dougie, dude. She can move. She's got good moves.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
And you're not a. You're are you a wallflower?
I got moves. I'm okay. I'm not gonna get out there.
I've
and Dougie,
seen you
but
get
I can
out
dance.
There and get
I'm
active.
Garbage.
I'm. Thank you, Fran. I am a big dance like nobody's watching as a mentality kind of guy.
No, I've witnessed that. You guys are amazing.
Yeah,
together.
We bring it. We
you
bring
guys
it.
Get it.
We get after it, as they say. Yeah. Yes. Twitter poll question of the day.
Now I need to see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're good wedding guests. I'll say that. Twitter poll question of the day. So
tireless.
We go.
Seriously,
man. Yeah, we go. Well, we like to go to fish shows. We like to go to concerts. It's kind of our thing. Live music. Give us live music, and we're ready to roll. Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie. How do you think the results came down our question today? Are you fully back in on the Phillies? A, yes, B, no. How do you think the voting came out?
I really have a tough time. I do feel like it's overwhelmingly positive today. So that's going to influence things. 62% say they're back.
Close. 72%.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. People are starting to be in. Yeah. And look, a long way to go, but it's nice to see them starting to right the ship after
that. Without Bryce, so we're able to overcome some of the shortcomings mm-hmm. against a team that we know should be pretty formidable.
Mets are a good team.
They were slumping though, so how do you factor that?
It's baseball, like we were slumping a week and a half ago, whatever. I think, look, I'm not going to overreact and say, oh, they're winning the World Series because they beat the Mets in a 2 of 3, but I am. I think it was a good win. You want to see it, and you see him play well. It's all you can ask for right now.
I'm so it's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thrilling, this idea to see how we stack up against the Houston Astros in this next series. Real challenge. A good measuring stick to see where things are going to take us.
215-592-9494. Time's yours coming up in a bit. Let's get some calls in before then. Let's talk to Violet in Virginia. What up, Vi?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great, Violet.
I am so excited. I have never fallen off the train for the Phillies. I love that when their backs are against the wall, and it's been happening time and time again this year, they just come back and they just prove the fans wrong when they get down on them. I mean, this was a huge, huge series in my opinion. And they came back, they came out on top. I love the pitching was amazing. I loved how they picked each other up. I just thought it was an all-around really great team win. And to do it without Bryce is even more impressive. So I can't even imagine when he gets back what's going to happen. So,
yeah, look, and I think to force Bryce to not try and rush back. We can win without you. Don't rush back.
Yeah,
get this
right.
Yeah, which is important. He's always rushing back. He's always back quickly. This wrist thing is clearly a lingering issue from last season. So, just get as right as you can get. Maybe it'll never be right. We don't know, but get as right as you can get.
And I do have to chime in. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good,
bud. I do have to chime in about Alec Bohm. I kept telling you guys.
I know, you've always been a Bohm supporter. Always.
I always have. It was not, last year was not a fluke, but, and I'm really, really happy to see that he's coming around. So
you're not worried at all that he might go into a glum slump again?
Nope. Not worried about it.
Love it.
Nope.
Love it, Vi. Love the positivity. Vi, you got an answer for the title for us?
I do. I don't know if it's been said yet, but I think it's perfect for summertime. Margaritaville.
Oh, great answer. We had cheeseburger in Paradise, but not Margaritaville yet. Just surprising.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're right. We had tequila.
Sunrise. Yep.
Sunrise.
Yeah, but no
Margaritaville.
Nice job, Vi. That was a good answer. Let's talk to Brett in South Jersey. What up, Brett?
How you doing?
Hi, Brett.
I know they said I'm sure on time. I just want to say Friday, the first game of the series was the most exciting game I've ever been to or I've ever even actually seen.
It was a really exciting one between, like we talked about, having that, bases loaded double play with them scoring close, with the Wheeler start and the getting fired up, with, Taiwan giving it up and them taking it right back and the Casty homer to, kind of exclamation point it. It was a really, really fun night of baseball.
I have to say this. I still think, they're in a slump, the Mets, right now, and we're not in a slump. So I still think the Mets are the better team.
The Mets are a really good team, and to your point, the Mets are still ahead in the season series. They've played 6 games. The Mets have won 4 of them. So, to your point, I'm not
We don't play them again now until
was it end of August, somewhere in there, something like that, you know? So yeah, wow. But the point being that, look, I think it was important for this team to show that they could play with this team after, you know, the last two series, the playoff series, and then the start of the year. But to your point, Brett, you know, it is just one series in June. We can't, you know, take too much from it.
I hear you. For my movie, I caught in the end of the show, but a movie with a title of the food.
Yeah, what do you got?
Has grapes of wrath been said? Or?
Oh, no, that's a great answer, dude. Grapes of wrath is a big answer.
Huge one.
Yeah,
what did you say?
Grapes of wrath.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, my God, Fran.
So that's another one with grape.
What?
Fran.
Well, I'll be honest with you, like 90% of the ones that I haven't heard of.
Oh, my God. Grapes of Wrath is like the English class. Like, I mean, you know, like,
did you go to English class?
Heard of the grapes you heard of John Steinbeck before?
Richie hates me.
Wow, this is disappointing.
You've never heard of John Steinbeck?
Who?
I mean, I get not knowing a children's author because it was really just dependent on what your parents
thought. Oh, you said John Steinbeck?
What?
Who is it? John Steinbeck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think I have.
I think.
Let me double check.
What are you double checking with? Yourself?
Where do you double check that?
Yeah. Somewhere. I think that needs to be checked.
John Ritchie does hate you.
Something needs to be checked. I think something does need to be checked back there. Yeah, your hate has been justified. Jeez Louise. All right, more calls in a minute, but let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Yeah, time's yours. 215-238-4500. Call up and rip Fran for not knowing the Grapes of Wrath and not knowing... Ever heard of John Steinbeck?
Garbage.
Time's yours. Have you ever heard
of John Steinbeck?
Yeah, unbelievable. Better question. Do you have any other drops on your drop board?
I got about 45 other ones.
Played 18 times this show.
It's been
a real lack of diversity of drops here. All I've heard is garbage.
I've used like
Paul.
Two. Yep.
Yeah. You could do better. I know you could do better. Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. It's Hit It Time's Yours.
Has anyone noticed how much better they're playing without Bryce Harper in the lineup? Just saying, they're winning games, they're playing better. Guy never won anywhere he was. If he comes back, I'm afraid they're not going to win too much more.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
That's silly. I couldn't disagree with him.
He's been so clutch in postseason games when it matters the most.
They're better with Bryce Harper.
What a great job you're doing with Joe out. The show is really missing something without. I can't even keep a straight face. That's one of the true joys of life. Joe, the camera vacation season. Time's yours.
Hey, that was really good.
That was well done, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Can somebody please tell Schwarber how to run? Y'all see that when he was coming around the bases? The man is like a freaking tank. He's like struggling to move. You don't even have to run that fast. Just take larger steps. It was so weird.
It's the steps.
It's
like he looks like a little like.
Come on.
Like his legs are moving so fast, but his body's not moving
fast. It's kind of like Fred Flintstone.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. It's Fred Flintstone.
But it's not like Fred Flintstone. I mean, Fred Flintstone, that's way too far.
Oh, his little legs are moving so quickly, but he's just not moving that fast.
He's not. It's comparable.
If I wasn't so stressed at the moment it's happening, I'd be laughing a lot.
I know, right? I know. But it is funny.
He's amazing.
Yeah, it is a very specific style of running. You can see it, you know, where it's like the legs look like they're moving a lot faster than the body moves. Yeah. All right, we'll shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
That's a really funny call. And, you know, we all think I wish he could just, like, run, like, a little bit more
fluidly. Yeah.
Man, because he's so incredible. He's so incredible at the plate.
Stop doing that. That's so funny.
You know?
Yeah.
Is he faster than Bone?
I think everyone is.
He's got to be. But then again,
like, I think everyone
Bone
alive
is
probably
covering a lot of ground with each stride.
It is.
It's the opposite.
They have a lot of slow. Like to have three guys who are
but
as slow as those three is that's really a lot of
think
slow
how
in the
different
lineup.
The Bone slow and the Schwarber slow.
Oh,
is.
Totally.
You've got like five steps per stride.
Yeah.
You've got five Schwarber steps.
Tiny little steps.
Per bone and then stride.
Huge steps, yeah.
Both equally slow.
We should. It would be funny to watch them like side by side running.
And, yeah.
Bohm is like slow-mo in Chariots of Fire on the beach.
Yeah, it really is. I agree with you. Yeah, Bohm, you watch him and you're like, how are you not covering, your point, with the steps, you'd be like...
Yeah. Yeah. Are you not just getting there naturally?
Getting more ground.
He's
it's
tall.
It's shocking.
Long. He is a long human being. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe someday it'll catch up to us.
Catch up to himself.
Yeah. No. Everyone can catch up to us. That's for sure. Yeah. No problem catching up.
Lots of 215-592-9494.
Let's squeeze one more call on here before we get out of here. Let's talk to Jeff in New Jersey. What up, Jeff?
Hey, man. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Jeff.
All right. Just real quick, I was just trying to give my answer. They might have been taken, but first time, long time, in a long time. So,
nice,
breakfast,
man.
At Tiffany's.
Breakfast, I guess it's not like a breakfast.
Breakfast.
He's saying breakfast.
You're eating breakfast as a whole. That's
no.
I don't know if it counts. You can do better.
We do eat breakfast.
We do. We do eat breakfast. But, you know, I guess if cocktail counted.
I mean, I would figure every day, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, here's
a thick item.
Here, I'm gonna boil this down for you.
Yes.
It's like putting the offensive line second on your top 11.
That's a great call right there.
That's a good
call.
The entire offensive line.
What an embarrassment. Feel like you're cheating the system.
I was trying, guys. It was like.
No, Jeff.
We appreciate it, Jeff.
I do think outside the box is always a word.
Agree. And you did the most important thing. You said first time, long time, which is really all that you
had
to accomplish. You could have just hung up after that. It would have been
fine.
Last
time I called was when the Eagles 2003 and Angelo sitting there ripping the Eagles.
Wow.
And they actually went to the Super Bowl. It was just, you know, I don't know. Same kind of talk that we're having now when you have maniacs over there saying this, that, and the other thing. But if everybody just earned their paycheck. You see the Phillies, it's not that I want Bryce Harper back. Obviously, he's the player he is. Give me a break. But you see all the young talent that they brought up, and now all these other guys who are the veterans on the team and this, and then you got Castellanos and all, they got to be looking over their shoulder a little bit to where it's like, all right, you know, I'm sure they probably don't care overall where they end up. The guys, those guys, they're all professionals. They all earned a lot of money.
But it matters. Competitive, it matters. It matters, you know, to be pushed and to be, you know, competed with and whatnot. It brings out the best in people. I'm totally with you. Hey, Jeff, great call. Call us more often, buddy.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, pal.
It's good that JT Realmuto didn't try to run at the same pace that Castellanos was running.
But when the score, I mean, it was close the second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Did it appear that guy, the catcher, was surprised?
Oh,
that JT,
yes.
Like, because he thought, you know, he got the one and he was just like, what?
Yeah. Because I think he might have been able to get him if he had been focusing on just getting JT.
That's what I think. You know? That's what I think. Yeah.
It was a great decoy or something.
Yeah. What a play. We'll remember that for a while. All right. We got to pick a winner. We had some really great answers today. I think the best ones that stand out: Raspberry Beret, Mystic Pizza, Ratatouille. Strawberry Fields Forever, James and the Giant
Eating
Peach.
Gilbert Grape was really good.
Grapes of Wrath,
Grapes
and
of Wrath.
I think Peanuts. I think those are the ones that stand out. What do we think?
I love Ratatouille and Mystic Pizza. Those are my two
Ratatouille
favorites.
And Mystic Pizza. Fran, which way have you gone? Grapes of Wrath, obviously, from you.
Yeah, by the way, no, none of Steinbeck's work. So this guy's a fraud.
Good.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. This guy's a fraud,
wow.
He said.
I only speak the
John
truth.
This guy's a fraud.
On Fraud Watch, yes, of Mice and Men. Is it really great?
The band?
The band?
Yeah, of Mice and Men? Is that what
you said?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
I will go in and slap him.
Yeah. Well, the band. Over. I heard the band. I thought you were talking about, like, the band. You know, what a great band. The band. No, it wasn't going there either.
Isn't there a curriculum in the schools that you went to that
you
had to
have
heard?
District did you go to?
I got the job done. Congrats.
You had to have heard of...
They teach it in school. Like, what? I'm so confused.
I was a big. I read the Narnia books.
Of Mice and Men.
God.
I guarantee you read Of Mice and Men.
Oh my God.
No. Magic Treehouse.
Yep. Oh my God. All right.
Series of Unfortunate Events. That's it.
I think Peanuts is a great answer.
Cream was a great answer with Wu-Tang, by the way, too. I thought. But go ahead. Yes.
Peanuts was a huge answer.
Peanuts
and remember,
was a really
Joe
cool answer.
Can't say it.
Yeah, I like the. He says Peanuts.
Yeah, because it's a cartoon.
It's clever.
And
it's clever.
Yeah.
So, all right. So official votes. Pick one.
I will go Ratatouille.
You're going Strawberry Fields. You going peanuts?
I kind of want Grapes of Wrath or peanuts.
Okay, so I get to choose one of them. I'm going to go with... I think it's Grapes of Wrath.
I love that.
Yeah, and it's the Fran thing.
I'll go with
Grapes
that.
Grapes of Wrath is the correct answer. It is the most... I think it's the most iconic...
And we need to punish Fran somehow. Yeah.
We need to, John, we need to make him read it.
We need to make him read it.
I love
that. Yes, yeah. All right, you have to read a Steinbeck book, and you cannot work with this show until you do that.
And we want a
yeah.
book report.
Okay. Yes, I love that. All right, no, seriously. Awesome job, Fran Rojas, minus the last, 5 minutes or so. Everything else, you did a great job today. Vani Hanamirian, awesome job helping out with audio behind the scenes. Thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do the show without you. For Rhea,
great
for
job,
John, thanks,
Jimmy.
Buddy. This was fun. Joe, we believe we'll be back tomorrow. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Until then, keep it here. Joe and Hero up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.